You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What up, though? This is your boy BZ430 back again with another Dead End Gaming episode. 61. For those that's 61.
Yep.
Live here at Dead End Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. I definitely gotta get that shit right. Ken's sitting right in front of me.
I gotta make sure
I gotta make sure I say it. You know what I'm saying? Live here in Atlanta, Georgia, Dead End Studios. Speaking of Ken, of course y'all see it. For those that's watching, for those that's listening, yes, we have Ken as a returning guest. I ain't even gonna say special guest because it's like he's a family. He's a Dead End Gaming family. So he's here in place of Tyler. Of course, we don't have Tyler this week. So sorry, CD, if you're watching. Sorry about that. You
know, I'm leaving.
You know, he be thirsty for Tyler, man. So you got Uncle Ken today.
Need to cut that shit out.
You got Uncle Ken today, brother. So yeah, and of course, to my right, you got Mean Mugger 11.
What up, y'all? How's it going?
You got Granddad Willie.
Granddada, what up though?
You don't got a velvet.
I ain't got the velvet joint on.
Just a regular. Mm.
Just a regular
do-rag thing.
Nylon or something?
Yeah, it's just stocking cap.
Yeah. And like I said, of course, y'all see y'all Ken. We got Ken. Ken King. You know what I'm saying? Us black men, we're king up in here. So we are all king up in here.
Right.
And of course, as usual, we're going to... Oh, yeah. First of all, shout out to you, Granddad. Thanks for coming to Bravo Studios.
Appreciate y'all,
man. Sunday. I know if y'all follow the Dead End Gaming and Dead End Hip Hop on IG... You saw all the clips. You saw Granddad William there doing his thing over a Koi Kid beat.
Over Koi Kid beat.
So shout out to Koi Kid. That's in the chat.
We got them grits on the stove. Yes. Yo, I need that song. I should have got a copy.
Yes.
Got
so,
song. Yo, okay. But it was
grits.
Dope.
Yeah, it was
not
dope
literally
vibe.
Grits. Oh. It was a vibe, though. But yo,
y'all. Was you there when FIFO ate my food?
Nah.
You weren't there?
He ate your grits?
No, he ate my pancakes.
That's just as bad.
Yeah,
that's
but it's a long story. That's another story for another day.
You eat somebody else's pancakes. Yeah.
Y'all still friends?
Another story for another day. Another story for another day.
Two of them bangs in there. All right.
But yeah, I just want to shout out to you, man. I'm glad you was able to come by. And I went to 404 tournament thing.
Yeah, we had the Elite Series went down this weekend as well. A lot of stuff went down for the whole Dead End family. So it was a lot of dope stuff going on. But yeah, we had the Elite Series go down at 404. We got our finals for Mortal Kombat and for Smash finalized. Some things happened with Tekken, y'all, where we had to kind of like do the finals there live. So there's not going to be a finals here on Tekken, but I do plan on throwing a Tekken tournament.
So what happened with that?
A lot of shit, Ken. We ain't got time to talk about it. A lot of shit, though.
We don't have time to talk about
it. I can
talk about it publicly.
That too. Both two things. Basically, shit went down.
It'll be off microphone.
Off microphone. I'll let you know what it is. But we do have a winner for Tekken. His name is Tiger Moss. He will be going to DreamHack. Dope ass. He walked in the door. Had a king on him. Showed that he was the king in these streets. Did some work, you know. So it was dope. But Smash, great turnout. Had some of the top players. We had Cola, aka or formerly known as Salt One, one of the top players in Georgia. He came through and swept everybody. But coming in second was Omega, who's another top player. So they're going to be in the Elite Eight as well as six other dope players. We got four of the best MK players in the scene.
That's crazy.
Coming through. We got Top, Primetime, Ishbu, and Crumb coming through. And, yo, I'm telling you, the matches was crazy. They're going to get even more crazy. Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, these motherfuckers are serious. So
where is it going to be at? Where?
It's going to be live at Dead End Studios next. No, not this coming up weekend. No, next weekend. 10/26. We streaming it. Elite Series is going to be dope. So make sure y'all tune in because we doing both tournaments the same day. Starting off with Mortal Kombat, ending with Smash. Going to be some competitive shit. It's going to be dope. So make sure y'all tune in and y'all here.
And you can't get in without a Halloween costume.
Right. You got to dress up.
What?
Don't y'all bring your ass up.
You
looking like Pennywise?
turn your ass right back around. Shit. Okay, so of course we're going to talk about the games we've been playing. And Chris, what you been playing?
So since it's been a busy week, I ain't had a chance to play much, but I did get a little bit more Borderlands, and I think I checked yesterday, so I'm at level 36 now on Borderlands. trying to get to level 4, trying to get to level 50 because that's where you max out. So hopefully,
what level are you on?
36.
Okay.
So I'm at 36. Played a little bit over the when I was at the tournament. You know, I threw my hat in there, you know, just because I felt like playing. So I played some Smash, played some Mortal Kombat, more Mario Kart Tour. And that's pretty much it. Oh, and I thought about playing Dragon Ball FighterZ, but then I decided not to. But I thought about it. But I think I'm going to get back in there because I have flashbacks. But I got to get back into it because I'm thinking about doing a FighterZ tournament too, because more people are asking about that now too. So we'll see.
Brother Ken, anything you've been playing? Your son's been playing?
Just MLB 2019 okay. Since it was free. And oh, I poured it over.
The show.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was able to pour it over. Slept man, that shit is game. Dope, man.
Slept like, on baseball game. Like slept the, on baseball game.
Yeah, it is. Like you know, it's different in terms of hitting, so yeah. I got to learn how to hit again. The mechanics is different. The players running is a lot smoother than mm-hmm. before, so I make less errors in the outfield. I didn't make a lot, but sometimes you can run and stop, and then you realize, oh, I'm in the wrong place because the wind will carry it, and yeah. then you try to pick up, and then you kind of stutter, and then actually, you know, the ball hits the ground, and then that's a home run. But so it took some getting used to, but definitely the hitting. But the pitching is different, so you don't have the meter where like the field goal meter.
Oh, they don't have that no
yeah,
more.
Yeah, it has a pulsing, so it kind of pulses the ring. It goes a ring where it goes yeah. out, so you gotta time it to get it right within the circle.
Yeah.
So I like that a little bit better mm-hmm. Than the field goal kicker. But that's what I've been playing. But what I like about it though is the fact that you can port over your roster from your old team. I spent
for
all
real?
The, yeah,
because
I spent,
you've been playing MLB The Show since like fucking 12 or something, like MLB 12, 13.
Yeah, I've been yeah. playing it for a while, and you know, they fired me in my third year because I've been trying to because the Detroit Tigers roster sucked, so yeah. I had to get a lot of damn you know rookie players and make a lot of trades.
Yeah,
and I finally got it into the sweet spot and made it all the way to the World Series and got my ass smacked 4-1. So now I have to start all over again. From scratch, but they renewed my contract, so that's what I was playing for, to get my contract renewed. And but yeah, I spent all that time in 2018 building up my roster, and then to be able to not play 2019 because of that would have sucked. You know all the basketball teams I have that I can't use?
Because yeah.
it just makes yeah. sense. I don't understand why they don't do this.
Just like, release the game.
Use right. your common sense.
Use your common sense.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Because
but, yeah.
they want you to pay that 60 every year. That's
You're fine. Still paying You're the still 60, paying though. The 60 for That's the season. Thing. Yeah. I'm paying the 60. The only yeah. thing is I'm just able to move my roster over.
Right.
right.
It's just a file. So
MLB got that now. That's dope,
Maybe
man.
MLB will set a trend now that they'll see it works, and maybe, I doubt it, but maybe 2K and Madden.
But 2K is an EA game, right?
Yeah. No, it's 2K. It's 2K.
No, yeah, 2K is 2K.
Game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
that's NBA Live.
Yeah, yeah. that's EA. Yeah, MLB. That's like only Sony.
Yeah, that's Sony.
That's Sony only right there. Oh, okay. So yeah, okay, they okay. and that's a good. Ass, I mean, yeah, that show is a dope ass baseball game. Man, mm-hmm. I haven't played. Last time I played the show was 16, I think. So I haven't even played them. In
but I'm about to get on this Apple Arcade though.
You are.
Y'all on that shit?
Not
I know y'all. Yeah. I'm not talking not to y'all. I'm talking to y'all too.
Not yet, but I saw it. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get that shit.
I think that shit going to be tight, man.
I think it
I
will.
Mean, it's free for a month, so they better throw something on there in that month.
Yeah, we'll see.
What you been playing, Eric?
Old School Saturday was Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, which was...
Challenge, harder. Right? You was telling me
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Gil is still that nigga. If I had fought him before our top five hardest bosses thing, he would have made the list. I did give him like an honorable mention, but he right. definitely would have made the list. There wasn't nothing honorable about what he did to me Saturday. But eventually I beat him with Ryu, and then I beat him with Chun-Li. The way I beat him with Chun-Li, though, was so fucking genius. I was impressed with myself. I started playing mad defensively and shit. Mm-hmm. And Gil has this quirk where he can revive himself if mm-hmm. he has a health, the power gauge meter shit. So I started, you know, playing defense and shit. And I'm like, wait a minute. That time is at like 20 seconds. I can run this shit out. So I put his health lower than mine, and now I just start backing up defense, defense, defense. Boom. Round one. Mm. And then I just like, the next time he actually used his shit, which is like super overpowered. And then I whooped his ass that time too. But it was an ordeal. So that was Street Fighter 3. I also played Street Fighter 4 at 404 Esports on an actual arcade cabinet that they had there. And I was surprised at myself. I was able to do Hadouken, Shoryukens, Tatsus, and all that shit. I played one of the Smash players, and whooped his ass, but he was like, I've never played this, so yeah, whatever. Alien Isolation, I played a little bit. That's my current Muggleween game.
How you liking it?
I don't know yet, because I started installing it, and then everything was blackness around me because the game didn't finish installing. Mm. But now it's done installing, but I had to record Power and The Walking Dead for frames per second, so check those out. Played some Tekken 7 instead of Alien Isolation. Did pretty well, seeing as I hadn't played it in like a month or so. Mm-hmm. Resident Evil 4 I finished off. Borderlands 3 I'm level 34 at. Ultimate Alliance 3 I play on the toilet. And it's still going well.
Dude, be gaming your ass off.
You know how we do.
Yeah, so this is probably going to be like the final week. I'm about to be on my Tyler shit these next couple of weeks, y'all. But I played a little bit of Borderlands because my best friend, he went out of town with the Dallas, so we got in a good match. I'm at level 35 now.
Okay, so we're about all even.
Yeah, we're about even. And then I've been playing, since he's been gone, I've just been playing Destiny. Shout out to Unfuckwittable. I don't know if he's in the chat. No, we played, I think, what was that, Saturday? Friday? One of them days. No, it was Friday probably. I'm going to play a little bit Friday with him. We was on Destiny 2 for about 3 hours. We was getting it in. I'm at over 900 light level now, just that quick. So the max is 950. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing. Destiny and Borderlands, Borderlands 3. But yeah, I think it's gonna be tough for me to try to squeeze in some game in these next couple of weeks, man. It's about to be nuts.
Let me give a quick shout out to D-Ray Goody and Dr. Apple Slices. I played Borderlands 3 with them, and they dropped me with a bunch of legendaries. So okay. I'm sure they'd be upset if I did not give them a shout out.
Okay.
So thank you, fellas, for joining my random invite.
Did you buy that game digitally?
Destiny 2?
Borderlands 3.
No, I got the ultimate pack.
Oh, you bought the, okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to play it.
I know I'm going to be invested in that game. So I'm getting all the DLCs, all that shit. I'm getting all that season pass shit. I want all that shit. Because the same way I was like for Borderlands 2. When Borderlands 3 came out, I'm like, fuck it, I ain't going to get the standard. I might as well just buy the whole thing and save $20, $25 on the DLC. So, got the steel joint. What you been playing, Kevin? I don't think I've never asked you before.
I've mainly been playing Apex lately. A little bit of Apex, a little bit of 2K. I've been trying to play Apex with the people in the crew, but they've been ignoring the brother. Every time I get on, they got something going on. I hit up Koi Kid in the chat. I was like,
hello, do you want to play a game?
Yo, you trying to run it? He goes, well, yeah, add me. I added him. I added No Grind. But whenever I'm on, all of a sudden they busy. I saw Koi was playing while I was playing.
He was playing Apex?
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, cool.
It's fucked up, Koi Kid.
I said, oh, cool. Let me join the party. Can't. It was already full. They hit me later. Oh, I couldn't play with you that time. I was like, oh, okay, it's like that.
That's not a coincidence, bro.
It's not.
Sorry to break it to you, brother.
I was offended. Hey. I felt shunned.
Oh shit, here goes Kevin.
Everybody,
turn the light. Turn the light. Go to sleep mode.
Right. Go idle.
That's fucked up, man.
I was like, hopefully, if somebody want to play Apex with me, let
me
know.
Play with me.
It's not as much fun when I'm running by myself. Playing with randoms, bro, is like. I'm not. I just started playing again since season 3 dropped, so I'm not that good no more. I'm getting back into it. Mm. But randoms, when they die, they don't ever want to help a brother. Like they don't know you, nigga. I don't give a fuck. We on a team.
They want to help you.
We on a team, but you're supposed to be a team player.
Not by choice, though. Like you just.
So I hate playing with randoms.
Randoms, man. Is not team players.
Right. Yeah. It's just you group together with some random niggas, and y'all just on the team, and hopefully y'all win. But
Destiny is kind of good with that. Division, I think, is the best as far as playing with randoms matchmaking.
Randoms ain't it, bro. All I know is, like OG Mackle said, fuck them, fuck them, fuck them. That's how I feel about randoms.
All right, well, hey, look, brother, it's all right.
Same thing Koi Kid felt about you.
Right. Exactly.
Fuck
them,
fuck them.
That's how we feel. He said, ooh, Kevin, that I'm good.
It's okay.
Frank! What the fuck happened to Fortnite? Looks like a fucking asshole. This is supposed to be the new fucking season? Bullshit. I ain't played it no fucking more.
So y'all heard about this Fortnite thing. Did your son hear about
that? Yeah.
Yeah, because I know your son played.
How do you react to
your
that?
Your son played, so that, like, this is perfect. It's a perfect segue. Right.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I know. They just calling me about this shit. Fortnite gone, Fortnite gone. Like I really give a damn.
Oh my god. Time, nigga.
And but yeah, I think they said that after about 2.5 hours when the screen went black, you know, and it just started putting up random numbers, they just were like, I don't know what's going on. And one thing I told my I told my son, I was like, this is a lesson. I said, you don't wait around. I said, don't be a fool for nobody.
Right.
I said, so don't sit there and wait for that thing. If it come, it come. And when it comes, it's fine. You can go online. You can look and see what happened. You don't need to be sitting there. Because there were a lot of fools that were just sitting there waiting for that damn shit to come back 5 hours later. But yeah, it just disappeared. And,
Went to a black hole.
Yeah, I'm getting text messages. And he called and stuff. And I think we were at the studio or something like that. And, you know, when they were calling. And he was freaking out. I got to put PlayStation Plus on it because he can't get on GTA anymore. So he was freaking out about that. Fortnite was the thing. They were sending me pictures of some kid freaking out about it.
Do you see the freaking void? Look at the void. Holy.
But yeah, it was this big thing. And apparently it's back now.
Yeah.
Chapter two.
It's a sequel or like a new game or a new something. But chapter 2 dropped today.
What you think?
That they just need to end the game.
It'll make way
now.
Too much money. Make way too
what
much
you
money.
Mean?
Nope.
That would be
stupid. They used to make a lot of money. Season 2 is their attempt to come back to make the money they were making.
It's gonna work.
They are experiencing double-digit losses. Yes. They've experienced double-digit losses in revenue this year.
Yeah. Really?
Loss for Fortnite is still they're still balling.
But that's
still,
but it's trending downward. So my thing is go out on top. Mike Jordan, that shit. Don't come back and be the wizard.
Nah, you can't do that with money. You can do that with your reputation. Nah, yeah. You can do that with your art, but you don't do that with money.
No, you don't.
Yes, you can if you're not. I mean, I understand the business people trying to revitalize the game and make money.
Right.
But people done caught on to that shit. They done caught on to all them damn, what's the shit they used to buy? The loot packs or whatever they call that shit?
That
shit ain't working no more. And the game is, I think people at some point is not going to be cool anymore. At some point, my kid is going to grow up. Eventually, he already playing GTA more than Fortnite now.
Really?
I say end that shit, go out on top, and that's it. Especially when you experience double-digit declines like that. Hey, man, that's what I think.
Run that shit to the wheels fall off.
That's what they had to drop this new shit to get people talking about it.
So you think that was a marketing ploy?
I knew it was from the start.
Yeah. But you piss people off too, though, right? So it's a marketing ploy.
Down for
but
a day.
It was long enough. People get offended by shit like that.
Them niggas weak. It was down for a day.
It was down for a day, but then you got those people who are like, yo, this is my life. Kids, but not even grown people who are like, yo, this is what I do for a living. Like, I stream. I'm a Fortnite streamer. What am I going to do now? They were freaking out. I'm like, yo, calm down.
We all knew it was a game.
If you use your brain and you think this game is just going to go away randomly, and then I saw a video of somebody streaming why it happened where I guess this meteor hit the map, and then that's when then everything started getting sucked into this black hole and it went off. I'm like, you don't make that and then don't plan to come back. That's a spectacle. That's like a whole – I mean, the game was going to end. They would just shut the shit
people
off.
People was pissed, though.
Amen.
Of course, because that's all that their life probably revolves around is that fucking game.
Talk to them.
And then you got people like – I went on the Fortnite Twitch when it was down.
Yeah.
All you see is just the chat just going. Mm. People waiting. 8 hours. I've been here for 8 hours. I've been here. I'm still waiting. No, I'm not leaving until it comes back.
That's why I can't tell this.
I'm like,
you better
nigga,
be
don't
sitting
you got
right
a life? Yeah. Don't you got something else to do? This game's gonna come back. Calm down. Like I was blown by like how many people were just sitting there waiting for this, looking at a black screen. Like, oh, something happened. I think something happened. And then it was people making like parody videos or meme videos, like saying, oh, the game's back up. But then they'll be like making like meme videos and stuff like that to get people. So people were having fun with it, but Fortnite wasn't going nowhere. Now they're back with the Chapter 2. Maybe it's going to, you know, generate some more buzz for the first probably week, maybe a month. But I agree with Ken. I think after a while they're going to say, okay, that was cute, but now I'm going back to playing, you know, the new map is okay, this is okay, but it's still Fortnite. I'm going to go back to play this, or I don't want to play no more. And it's going to be back. They're going to be back in the same situation. So they're going to get a nice little revenue bump with this, but it's not going to save the game. It's going to end up going back to where it was before.
I agree. I think it's done.
It's done.
I think it's done.
When? What do y'all say?
It's going to be around for a little bit long, but it's you can tell it's not.
The spice is not the same,
it's not
man.
The same. People aren't talking about Fortnite as much as, you know, they used to be.
I mean, I still give it. It's got a solid few healthy years ahead of it.
Like what, three?
About three.
Mm-mm.
Healthy?
You don't think so?
Yeah. Nope. Stable.
Stable, maybe. Not healthy.
Yeah. Profitable.
But they're not
probably maybe
profitable.
Not.
Nah, they're not profitable. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Right, losing money, man. It's like they're gonna slowly. Basically, what this was a Band-Aid. They're trying to stop the bleeding.
Yeah,
basically,
exactly.
Yep. That Band-Aid gonna come off again.
If y'all say so.
All right.
Yeah. I'm
trying to tell y'all.
Nigga, I never played Fortnite one day in my life.
So I did. Like, I got my ass killed and like.
Nigga, I looked at it. I saw this one kid playing it, and he was doing some like magic shit. Mm-hmm. The way his mind, when he was building, shit, I'm like, not playing that shit.
But, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Yeah. This nigga was doing this shit with his hands and shit, and this nigga's is building a whole shit. Mm-hmm. He pulled a goddamn skyscraper in 2 seconds. Right. I'm like, nigga, what?
And then sniping people at the same time.
I'm like, bro, how does your mind work? You like 10, nigga.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna just stick over here with Mortal Kombat and just punch niggas, like, slowly. That's what I do. But I mean, Fortnite is Fortnite. It's gonna have its dedicated. I mean, maybe they'll get some new younger players in. Maybe that's what they're trying to do, get some new kids to come in and play it. But I think I don't think
Apex is taken away from somebody.
I'm not gonna say it's taken away, but they are on the rise back again. I think like, they're dropping new stuff. They have a whole new map. They just dropped season 3. They got this Halloween event. Like they already teased another new character.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like they're
Yeah, but you gotta think Fortnite was hot when there was really no other battle royale game out to compete with it. Now there's other games coming out that's kind of competing with it. So that's
shit only got
name three of them.
It only got popular because of Drake and the football players playing.
Well, yeah, but like I'm saying, like that.
What nobody think
like,
about that game?
No, nobody was. But what kids, I'm saying is like it had a stronghold because there was no other game to really compete with it, and then that was the only place you can go for it. But now the fact that people are kind of getting tired of it, and then you got Apex, and then you got all this other stuff coming out that people and kids are growing up. Like the game's been out for years,
mm-hmm.
so you ain't gonna be a fan of the same game. You know, playing the same game. You know, years down when you're a kid. When you're young, you like to play different stuff. Like as you get older, that's how it is when you're a gamer.
Something has to replace Fortnite, and I don't think that thing is here yet. So
I don't think so yet either.
No.
But
as kids get older, younger kids are gonna funnel in. It's just gonna be a cycle until something
what
else
did
happens.
Fortnite replace?
PUBG.
And what did PUBG replace?
Nothing.
PUBG anomaly. Started the trend. Of like battle royale games.
The thing about Fortnite, like I always say, it's so accessible as a game.
Yep.
Like you can love Apex or whatever, but you're not gonna pull out your iPad and play Apex. You know what I mean? So I think that's a big reason why I say it's gonna be. I don't think they're hurting too bad. Like they might be dipping right now. I don't know how the numbers look. I don't, but I think they're gonna be all right.
It's double digit all year. That's huge.
That is.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're at the ceiling, can you go any higher?
Just, from a business standpoint, if you're taking double-digit losses in 1 year, what do you think it's going to just snap back in a year? Like that's like when things start dipping like that, you know, that's why they have to do this. And you're going to see a little bit of an up, but they need to do something drastic that's going to make people want to stay with this game.
Like if they weren't losing money like that, I would be with you. But that's the trigger for me. When you start losing money like that and you have to go to a gimmick in order to – get people re-engaged with your game. That's not going to bring in new people, is it? I don't think so.
It's just going to bring in the old people.
It's going to bring in the old people.
That were probably still playing, right?
Or bring back the people who stopped playing it just so they can, like,
see the new season, right?
And then once they see it, oh, okay, there's the map. Here's that. All right, that's cool. All right, I'm out. And then I'll play for a couple months, and then they'll be out. They'll get it while it's hot.
Yeah, man. Fortnite dying. Yeah. It's dying, man. I think it is. But we'll see. We'll see, Aaron.
My nephew is my answer to what kids are still doing because my nephew's 13. So whenever I hop on PSN and see him playing Fortnite and stuff, I'm like, I guess kids are still playing this. So
he's still playing. You haven't seen him dropped off yet?
Nah, he don't play it nearly as much, though. Like, when I talk to him, I'm like, what you been talking? What you been playing? He don't say Fortnite as much no more.
Mm.
That's what it is. I'm saying slowly as that decline slowly happened, like, as you're getting older.
It's in my house. I mean, I've been listening to this shit for the last year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear the kids that he play with online, like, they're talking to him about playing other games, which is GTA, which is some other Naruto shit. Some shit. I don't know what it is. But they're playing like other shit.
Naruto? Naruto? Naruto. Okay, like Naruto.
Yeah. Dude with the little headband.
I don't know. I don't know. But they be trying to get him to play other stuff. Warframe, that's been out for years.
Yeah,
but
Warframe. Oh, but Warframe came back with a vengeance. Because I was like one of the like PSN's like first free like
PS4.
MMOs on PSN, my bad. Free games, and it was whack for a while, but then
it was very whack.
And then the discreet started liking it recently.
Now, he still plays Fortnite a lot. It's just not as, like your nephew, it's just not as much. Mm-hmm. So it's
just think
it's
how
just
many players
trend.
Is in that same trend that, you know, your nephew and your son is in. So it's going down, man. It's going down. So, Google Stadia Founders Edition has a release date revealed, which is November 19th. So, what's the Founders Edition? Like, what's the difference? Because it's supposed to officially come out next year.
Yeah.
Like, in 2020. But
wasn't it, like, that package they was, like, advertising where you get, like, the controller and, like, you get, like, a bundle of a whole bunch of stuff?
You get, first of all, I think it comes with, like, a blue controller, which is, like, the name is, like, white. You get, like, a blue controller, you get, like, you get first dibs on choosing your name for Stadia Online, or the online service is called. And you get...
You can share an included buddy pass, 3 months of Stadia Pro for a friend, and you also get, it just says again, 3 months of Stadia Pro, including Destiny 2, the collection.
So you get the Destiny.
Yeah.
That's it.
And it's sold out in a lot of places already.
Mm-hmm. Y'all think that Google Stadia gonna hit?
No. I was reading somewhere that they're really worried about lag, as they should be. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going, did you read this? Were they going to try to set up reverse lag?
Yeah, negative lag.
Negative lag, that's the word I meant to say.
Or negative latency or whatever it is. I forgot the exact
And I was trying to figure out what that meant. And it was just like basically like the negative latency. Like they use it in fighting games now. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's basically supposed to predict the buttons you usually press to try to press them and it's like use them in advance. Like it's already waiting for you to press it so it'll go faster than when you put new inputs and stuff like that. Basically, it's supposed to try to balance out the latency, but it's not going to work. I'm very confident.
I don't know about this.
There's too many different types of games that they're going to be putting on there to try to pull that off, because it really depends on the type of game you're playing with that negative or that reverse latency or whatever you want to call it, because you can't predict every player's motions or movements at the same... I mean, you're trying to predict every player's play style from different games at the same time on the same servers. That's not going to work. So, and I'm not excited about Stadia, like, at all.
I think it's a cool concept.
I mean, I'll just wait and see when it officially comes out.
I don't think
nobody gonna care, especially now with the announcement of, like, you know, the next-gen consoles and stuff like that. And Stadia's not giving you anything new. Like, the stuff they're giving you is already out. Like, they're not even, I mean...
I think it's cool. I enjoyed the press conference, like the first one when they showed like the YouTube integration, because they got their Google. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you could go live on YouTube while playing your games, interact with your YouTube chat, invite people to play with you. You could send save states to people and they could pick up where you played, like stuff like that. I think that's great concepts and features.
Those are cool features that I feel like I wouldn't use. And I'm saying that as a person who has like features in the Xbox and in the PlayStation. And at first when I heard, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Y'all know about... where you could like share the game that you're playing on PS4 or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever done it?
I've never done it.
Me and my brother tried it one time and it was like a pain in the ass to do. Yeah. We never did it after that. It's not easy to do. And it's like,
cause it's like where he can control your game.
Right. He can see your screen and control your game from like his PlayStation. I'm like, but that's like a whole process.
That like share play.
It's like, it's kind of like share play.
Yeah. Share play. Yeah. It's pretty much. That's what that is.
And I remember when I heard about it, I was like, yeah, that sounds cool as shit. And then I just never used it. I just never gave a fuck.
It's really no point to it. It's like, okay, let me just watch somebody else play something and me watch them. Or the system's right there. I can play the shit myself, but
My son Kobe was the first one that told me about SharePlay, and I'm like, well, what is that? What is he doing? Is it where he's playing your game from the PlayStation, the PlayStation I bought for you, and the game that I bought for you,
right, and you're sharing this game with him to play?
He can't go buy his own shit,
right?
I said,
that's some dead shit. I ever heard. Yeah. I feel
cut that shit
that.
Out.
Right. What's what I'm saying? Damn, that threw me off. Yeah, so like. Like if you're stuck somewhere, somebody like, hey, can you beat this thing for me? Like that's
that's weak ass shit.
I'm telling you, that's the only time I can see it.
Getting lazy.
That's the only time I can see that shit being used.
Lazy ass gamer.
Back in the homies, like yo, the homies show up. Y'all sitting there together. Y'all hashing out together. Like yo,
right.
All right, maybe you need to try this, but he ain't gonna like, here, take the game from like down the street. Play this for me so you beat this level for me. Nigga.
Right.
I mean, nigga, you better go do that shit yourself.
That's whack as hell.
Hell yeah.
That's the only
crap. I get tired of these
man things. Man up. You know what I'm saying? Man the fuck up and fight through that shit yourself.
Pissing me off, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I eat it.
Because you feel better about yourself when you complete it yourself.
What kind of shit is that? Play my game for me.
Have some damn pride.
That's like saying wipe my ass for me, nigga. Like,
right.
You better do that shit yourself.
Shit. Yeah, but
I think that's the same thing. I'm just saying, nigga. Like that shit. No.
Yeah, I think that Stadia. I think that shit gonna flop.
I would be that Stadia.
I think that y'all shit's gonna fuck flop. Right.
Y'all better not buy that shit. I'm telling y'all not buy that shit.
That shit. This shit is what flop.
Yep. This is what Google does, man. They do this shit all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, that shit ain't gonna work out.
And it never falls through. Never. So yeah, that shit gonna flop, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it at highly skeptical. It's probably gonna go the same way as Google Plus. I mean, I don't know. Based on what I've saw, her concept, all that, I've just been skeptical the whole time.
For a while now. Because, like, bro, my internet ain't good enough for that shit. And I know most people
internet mine ain't is.
Yeah, mine is, but I still
do you have data caps, though? Because the caps are kind of, okay.
Never mind. I don't play that shit.
Mine is a terabyte. And I live by myself. I don't use a terabyte. Appreciate the follow. Hey.
C-Mac.
But, Stadia. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
They ain't gonna find a way to fuck it up.
Stay where it's at.
Stay where it's
at. Stay your ass at home. Stay your ass in them Google offices.
Stay that you know, ass rat.
That so whack ass gaming joke.
So what's up with China and stuff, man? What the hell's going on?
That's not how you start a statement.
What's up with China?
That is how you start a statement. Like, what the hell going on with China?
What's up with China? They meant everything. What's happening?
Feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on with China? What's going on with this whole Blizzard situation, man? Like,
Blizzard dumbass.
Oh, my God. Like, what the hell?
Okay. Did you want to say you were
going to get it? No, go ahead, kid. Right.
So, Blizzard, they had a Hearthstone tournament, right? Hearthstone is, like, their most popular trading card game. Like, it's not trading card, but you know, it's a card game, basically. It's
bullshit game, pretty much, huh?
I wouldn't say that.
Is it, like, a real game or just, like, one of those, like, card game, like a real actual card game?
I don't know. I think they sell real cards, but, like, playing online, if you buy virtual cards.
It ain't spades, kid.
It's a video game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a video game.
Yeah.
With digital video cards.
It's kind of like Pokemon. How Pokemon started out, they got cards.
But not like Uno. Like Uno?
I mean, you can play Uno online, too, but it's not like that.
It's like an online
Uno online is tight, though.
I believe you.
Yeah, Uno online is tight.
But it's different. It's different. It's different.
I'm not playing a card game online.
I understand. Okay, so they was having a Hearthstone tournament, and the winner of this tournament, he made a statement to affirm the protesters in Hong Kong. He was like saying, we're all about freedom, we're all about protest. And like the people.
Somebody should protest and playing their goddamn Hearthstone game. That's what they need to do.
That's
the shit that he's protesting.
Right. Yeah, he had won the whole tournament, you know what I'm saying? The people interviewing him, he said it. And then like all the streamers, like the interview people, they got nervous, started ducking their heads and stuff. Because like they know like, you can't choose like size and political stuff like that. So then Blizzard put out a statement like the next day and was like, look, we script you of your title of winning and we take your prize money because you can't like make statements that are considered political or take any political stances on their platforms or whatever. And internet got upset.
And
internet got upset or Blizzard got upset?
Right. No,
Blizzard. Wait, the internet got upset at Blizzard for doing that punk ass shit.
Basically.
Yeah.
But they also suspended him for a year from competing in esports.
Wow.
Shit.
We got a whack ass card game.
Right.
Yeah, of Hearthstone. Not all the game, just Hearthstone.
Oh, okay.
And his literal statement was liberate Hong Kong, revolution of our times.
Yep.
That's what he said.
We can't play cards online.
Right.
But Hearthstone is like Hearthstone.
He plays it for money, kid.
That's his livelihood. But still, like that statement is nowhere.
That happened. The internet got a hold of that and was like, "Damn, that's fucked up." You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be like banning people from winning a title and taking their money from them. That's messed up. So then
took the money too.
Yeah. They took the prize money.
Took all this shit
and said, "Nigga, you didn't win no more." They did all that, and they even fired the people who was like commentating the event. They said, "Don't work with them niggas either." Them niggas are just commentating.
They had nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
That's crazy. So can companies punish people for their beliefs, say political beliefs?
It was on.
It's their company. It was their platform.
It was their platform.
Now, they did release a statement earlier today saying that they would reduce the suspension of both the casters and the player to 6 months.
How many?
And they gave the money back.
How many middle fingers he give them?
Right. That's what I want.
I don't know, man.
That's what I want.
Probably none.
At least he got the money.
Probably
back.
Put his hands in his pockets. Yep. Like,
all
right,
man,
see y'all.
I hope he gave him all the middle fingers.
But even before they gave him the money back, other companies were stepping in and trying to pay him to win because they were just like, "Oh, this is a bad look on Blizzard." So they was like, "Oh, this is gonna make us look good if we pay this nigga's money."
So he got his money though, right?
He got his money from other people, and now we're getting it from Blizzard.
I would have Marshawn Lynched their ass, grabbed my fucking nuts as I was getting my money, like for real.
So, I mean, the internet got a hold of that. People were saying, "Oh, we going to protest Blizzard." So people stopped playing Blizzard games for a minute. They lost some money off that. And then
Are some Blizzard games? What are some other Blizzard games?
They got Diablo.
Overwatch.
Overwatch.
Okay. Yeah. They stopped playing Overwatch?
All that.
Some of them did.
Yeah, not, and you know, yeah. no protest includes everybody. You know,
no, I know that because I'm thinking, hey, I'm like, man, you should have kept your mouth shut. I'm still playing my goddamn game. Solidarity, my ass. Right. You knew better to get up there talking that shit anyway.
Exactly. You know, you cashed that check.
Exactly. Everybody
that shit in the bank account.
Right. Yeah.
Then went on Twitter.
We don't quit until we get the check.
Exactly.
Wait till you get the check.
Wait till that shit's deposit.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Wait till that shit clear.
Right.
Once you deposit that shit clear, mm-hmm. then you can.
Right.
You ain't supposed to wait. What's wrong? That's not a black. Well,
no,
he was Chinese.
Obviously, that's not.
Obviously, it was in China. So
which is why he was speaking out.
Yeah, right.
You know, he was speaking out on shit that was going on. You know, related to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unlike a lot of other motherfuckers out there talking about this shit.
I know.
So, yeah, the biggest issue Blizzard's worried about now is BlizzCon is at the end of this month. And people was organizing protests at BlizzCon, which is their convention. So now Blizzard trying to do
damage. They still mad?
This happened last week. Niggas is mad. Because they like, oh, this ain't cool. How is companies going to say what we can and can't talk about it, how we feel? You know what I'm saying? So other companies like Epic is out saying, like, oh, people can always voice their opinions on our platform.
I bet he thought his ass was back in China.
He probably did.
he probably thought he was back in China. He was like, goddamn, I came to America to get away from that shit.
He wasn't in America. He was in China. The
he did it in China?
The tournament was in China. Everybody was Chinese.
What a dumbass.
What the fuck? What? It just dawned on him. Wait a minute now.
You left that part out.
Yeah.
He was talking shit in China.
Yeah.
In a state.
That was the point of him saying it.
Yeah.
He was in China.
Know he can't be over there saying whatever the hell he want
to
say.
You definitely got to wait for that money to clear.
I'm saying. the check should have cleared before he did anything.
That's like, his fault. Nah, y'all need. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. He in communist China. First of all, he can't be just like authoritarian China. But still, you can't just say that shit and then think nothing's gonna happen. They are trying to. They want to keep shit tight knit as possible over there. So I'm like, bruh, you just lost your check, your title. You can't play the game no more. It was probably your livelihood. So you fucked all that up. You just would have waited for the check to clear.
Yep.
For that shit to get on your mantle, because they put that title on the mantle. Give it a week. Give it a week. Just gonna say, give it a week.
People
and then do what? Money. Like release a YouTube video?
No, spend some money. Spend a little bit of money so that way you know you got.
Give
money
it a week
out.
And leave China, right. And then come over here.
Oh yeah, that. Yeah, bottom ass ticket.
Your ass locked up.
But
yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. And what else was I going to say?
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to think because like obviously the Hong Kong news is a big deal. It's all over. And then also Blizzard is partnered with a major Chinese company to put out their new Diablo mobile game, which is why they have to appease China and be like, look, China, we not letting people talk crazy on our platforms
we
about
sorry.
You.
We get the money,
the business aspect of it. I get all that, but like I can see it changes everything for me when I found out that he was over there.
Yeah.
Because you know how the government, like if he was over here and I thought he was over here and he did all that shit and Blizzard overreacted while in America because shit's different. You can say what you want to say. You know, you may still receive the impact of that, depending on what you say, but you can't be over in China talking as crazy as you are, knowing that you don't have the same freedoms and liberties that we have over here.
All right, the chat's trying to say he's from Hong Kong, which technically is not a part of China. I mean, technically, but...
And yeah, they're independent of China. Yeah, that's what the whole protest is about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean...
Partly of what it's about, but that's not what the show is about as far. But I don't know, man. I think, okay, let me ask you this. The protests that people are doing in protest of what happened with him, where are those taking place? Is that taking place here?
That's in Hong Kong.
So all of that is taking place.
No.
You talking about the Blizzard protest?
You mean the boycotts
that's here.
Of the games?
The boycotts.
That's here.
I think
that's
in America.
Yeah.
That's here.
Including America. I think that's also, that's probably other places as well, though.
Yeah.
Oh, so we just, you know, a couple Americans are joining in. All right.
Yeah, in solidarity.
I know when to shut up. Yeah. Nah, but he was stupid. He shouldn't. I get it. You know, but nah, you don't do that then. I guess my point is you don't do that then. There's a time and place for everything.
That's like saying that Kaepernick shouldn't kneel though.
Maybe he felt like it would have the most impact at that point, which obviously it did have an impact. But
on him.
Yeah, he didn't think the impact wasn't going to be that bad on him, but he knew if I said it on this stage and in front of this many people, it will be heard. You know, more so than anywhere else. So that's probably what his thought process was with it.
It was like, nah, we ain't gonna cut the check yet.
And yeah, Kaepernick lost his check. Right. And he got banned. He got the same thing. It just took a minute.
Yeah.
Maybe he feels like it was worth it. I mean, I always say there's a thin line between stupidity and bravery. And he kind of, that line's fucking blurry as fuck. And you just gotta take risk, I guess. And I guess he thought it was, you know, he weighed the option. Mm-hmm. It was like, I'm gonna do it. Like,
and at the end of the day, he got his money back.
Yeah, he got his money back.
The protesters coming in, everybody's uprising. So, yeah, he's still banned from playing the game, but not as much. So he took a hit, but he was able to recover a little bit from it. So, and it got people talking. So I guess they got the point across.
Hope it's for a good cause, brother.
Yeah. And I'm not absolving Blizzard either. They were stupid as hell, too, to do what they did. But since they were over there, I understand why they did what they did. Like, they got to bend the knee.
Well, yeah, when you're talking about the check, China.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
China couldn't check.
They had exactly. So they had no choice but to, react as strongly as they did because they got to, you know, keep show the government. Yeah, exactly. You know, that, you know, we with y'all.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Damn. So, who got the one guy to go this week? Did you, a user?
I don't have one. Do you have one? Tell me you got one.
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully y'all don't have as many negative things to say.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Rubbing his hands like Birdman over there.
I know, right?
They dry as hell. Y'all hear that shit?
Yeah, I heard.
But I thought there was something about Sonic. Was that fake?
No, we don't know yet.
We don't yet.
Okay. All right. Proceed.
Pending.
I like it, though.
Pending story.
For the most part. Let's call it real
quick. Cool. This week's One Gotta Go is non-gaming related. Going to keep it simple to the point. It's going to be superheroes. Something easy to talk about. We're choosing from.
Don't say Superman. You know they hate Superman.
Don't say
Superman. You know they hate Superman.
I don't give a fuck what them niggas like. I love Superman.
That's what One Gotta Go is about. Difficult to say. Superman. Anyway, go on.
All right. So we got Batman. Yeah. We got Spider-Man. I was going to throw in Superman. I'll take him out. I'll swap him out with somebody else.
Okay.
Swap him out. We'll throw in Black Panther. Because black people like him a lot. But now I got to find a fourth since I can't say Superman, goddamn.
Wolverine?
I thought Wolverine because he's really popular, but I don't know if y'all would put him above anybody else. But we could throw Wolverine in there. So we got Batman, Spider-Man, Wolverine, and Black Panther.
Kenneth's taking out Spider-Man, ain't you?
Mm-mm. Get Batman whack ass out of here.
Thank you. Ooh. Fuck that nigga.
Wow.
Fuck him. Batman corny as a bitch.
Ooh. This one actually is tough for me.
This is, yeah.
All right, so Wolverine, Spider-Man, Batman, Black Panther.
Yep. Damn. My answer is Batman no matter who else you put in that group.
All right, B. Come here, yo. Hold on. Damn. You got anything?
I can't.
Y'all ain't got nothing bad to say this week. That's odd.
Look, Batman.
That's because I interrupted you.
Ain't nobody talking no shit.
From DC Universe, Batman's always going to be top level for me. So that's hard.
All right.
Spider-Man, Peter Parker. That's my man. I can't. Black Panther, come on now. Like, and then Wolverine, come on now. Logan?
The one got to go is
fuck.
Wolverine, Spider-Man, Black Panther, Batman.
Ooh, that's really a good one.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good one. That's a good one. About time you got a good one.
Because I helped.
Oh, that's
he almost said Superman.
If he had Superman, it would have been easy for me. But once he switched out Superman.
Why? Hold on. What do y'all got against the Man of Steel?
I like Superman. I like him.
He wacky.
He probably still would have won.
Go back to episode, was it 15? Episode 15.
I remember you was hating.
You know my feelings.
But that doesn't mean that he's automatic. He was automatic go for you.
Yes, he
automatic.
Is.
Automatic. If he was in that shit, automatic.
Y'all niggas tripping.
You would say them first, it would have been automatic. I'd take Green Lantern over that nigga.
Wolverine. Nah, you drunk as fuck.
Just out of hate. Nah, but.
So go on, Willie. What were you saying?
I don't fucking know. This is probably the hardest
one. Best one gotta go, yeah.
All the niggas is tight.
Like when I think about the media that they've been in, like when you think about Wolverine, of course,
he
X-Men, right?
The X-Men
right.
movies.
Exactly.
Not only the cartoon, the movies, and then Logan happened, right? That's tough as shit. We got Batman. Dark Knight, Arkham Trilogy.
Oh, so we're going off the movies.
This is what I'm thinking in my head.
I go off the character.
This is in my head.
Okay.
Spider-Man.
You go off whatever criteria you need to
Spider-Man's go off, the most relatable superhero. I've said that.
He the brokest. He could live the realest life.
Nigga got a
Spider-Man PS4 game.
He's the most relatable to who?
Everybody. Spider-Man got the worst
The readers.
Oh.
He ain't even got a job, fam.
Technically.
And Black Panther did a lot for culture, even though he's only been around like in the cultural zeitgeist since like 2016. So
I can't fucking pick.
That's not how the game goes.
All right, look, this
one. Well, gotta go.
Look, I'm a pick, but I'm not happy about picking this.
You don't have to be happy.
I'm going Wolverine.
I'm gonna go Batman.
Fuck Batman. My nigga. Thank you.
Fuck
Batman.
Fuck Batman.
I got that nigga to fuck about it.
I've been saying fuck Batman.
You stop. Fuck that. No.
Kid,
no.
Fuck Batman.
No. Fuck Batman.
He was just sitting there waiting. Soon I said my hand.
Batman. Batman made regular niggas believe if you have money. Nigga, fuck that.
Nigga, you call being rich? That ain't a fucking power.
He's smart as shit. He's a good ass martial artist, man.
He's one of the smartest motherfuckers.
If you had money, you could afford to do that shit, too. You could afford to go get some martial arts school.
Nigga, being rich. You can't buy smart. You can't buy smart.
You couldn't afford to go to school.
He wasn't smart in Final Crisis.
Okay, yeah.
No, he wasn't.
I don't know. I know y'all may not
smart
have read that
can
shit.
Be dumb once
but
in a
I
while,
read
kid.
That shit, and Superman was walking carrying his damn body out.
Yeah.
All burnt up and crispy and shit.
Batman always been a hoe.
Yeah, I'm going with Batman on this.
I'm gonna have to go with Wolverine. What? Reluctantly. Reluctantly.
Man, Wolverine is
reluctantly go with Wolverine.
He's like he better not go.
he can't go.
Batman.
Of course he will.
He would.
Easily. He would fuck all them niggas up. Easily. We know that. From a fuck you up standpoint, Wolverine is taking out all them cats at the same time.
Except Spider-Man probably. Spider-Man might
do it.
I don't know if take out Black Panther either. Adamantium versus Vibranium. I don't know.
Yeah, that's tough.
But yeah, I'm going Wolverine too, man.
I have to go
going Wolverine too?
Yeah.
Both them niggas have
it's tough, man. It's tough. I'm sorry.
Everybody else said Batman.
I gotta keep Batman.
One had to go. Batman gotta go.
Easily. Send that hoe home. Fuck him.
Yeah. So you said Batman too?
Yeah, before I made a list, no one was on there. Batman on the list. Batman.
That was still a good list, but yeah, I'm going with Batman.
I'm looking at it from like a whole standpoint of just like all the stuff that Batman, mm-hmm. the games, the movies, all that stuff, like that motherfucker just
Batman
got so much
won't
good shit.
Nobody's ass,
nah,
though.
Like, he won't.
Who Batman?
Because they got real powers and shit.
Yeah, he ain't beating nobody ass.
He ain't beating nobody ass. That's what I respect. If we talking from a
get your ass out of here.
Look, if we talking from a fighting standpoint, then I'm going to get rid of Batman because he ain't whooping none of them niggas' ass at all.
With
no
the
way.
Hands?
No way.
Seeing none of them
no way.
You know how strong Spider-Man is? Like,
Spider-Man
is strong
will fuck
as
him
fuck.
Up. Spider-Man will fuck him up. Wolverine will destroy his life.
Easily.
Black Panther will fuck him up.
Come on.
Moreover than you know.
Batman gotta go, baby.
But I'm saying, from a fighting standpoint, yeah, but I'm talking about like an overall, like impact standpoint and shit.
Batman was impactful,
what the fuck
dog.
You mean, what impact has Batman had?
Superhero
this
movies.
This fake new Batman love.
I don't get it either.
Batman love is not new,
Batman,
especially
yes,
about black
is.
People.
No. That shit, nigga. Adam West back all the way back then. Come on.
And
now.
That shit was whack.
It was whack.
Nobody
it
was
had
like, pow,
impact.
Boom.
But the Burton movies? Come on, man.
Yeah.
The first Burton movie, that's when people started taking superhero seriously. Come on,
Jack Nicholson was the dude in that one Batman movie. Mr. Freeze, fuck out of here.
The animated series, man.
The
animated series?
Batman was
Campbell.
Cool, that but Batman didn't cool. become cool until the fucking Dark Knight, and he's Heath Ledger had to sacrifice himself for that shit to happen.
What?
No. Rest in peace, Heath Ledger.
Nah.
Y'all tripping.
You tripping.
My ears are burning.
Fuck out of here. Nah.
I'm just telling y'all the hard truth that no one want to believe. And watch, in a couple of years, y'all going to be saying the same shit about Black Panther. Black Panther is on that new shit too.
It's because of his movie.
He is on that new shit.
Batman, I respect Batman as a person. I respect him as the world's greatest detective. I respect his mind. But I don't give a fuck about that nigga. His power is being rich.
Yeah, dope ass video game series. Pretty much Arkham Knights, Arkham Asylum.
His power is being rich.
If we're talking about it from a power standpoint, yes, he ain't shit.
I'm talking about him as a character.
I'm talking about that nigga's. I'm talking about his heart.
Everything, all the way back to early DC when DC was whack. It's still whack as hell.
Yeah.
All that shit. Batman
he had like a spoiled little rich kid. And shit.
Yeah, he wasn't about shit.
Yeah,
motherfucker,
punk ass.
Yeah, get over that shit.
Yeah,
he's still running around getting his ass.
You were born into
the
money and shit. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass out of here.
The thing about
take away his money, what he got, B. He's just a regular ass nigga.
Regular
I bet you he wouldn't be walking. He wouldn't have all them toys with him.
If you think about it, this nigga just be going his whole life avoiding therapy. If this nigga would get therapy, he wouldn't be Batman no more.
Thank you.
He wouldn't be Batman no more.
That's his kryptonite right there. Yeah, some therapy.
Mental health issues. That's the Batman guy.
And if Peter Parker had off, he wouldn't be Spider-Man. What does that mean? No. I was about to say, man, about Black Panther. Yes, he is that new shit, but Black Panther, I feel like he's going to affect the future of movies in general because it shows, again, like when you have an all-black cast, people are going to show up.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be like, all right, we should get some black people in here. And it might be, it is going to be kind of like pandering or whatever, but we still going to get us some dope black cinema.
Because Black Lightning didn't do that shit.
No, it didn't.
I like that
but
show.
But Black Lightning that is still going.
That shit is whack.
It had to grow.
I watched three episodes and I was like, it had to grow.
It ain't great, but it's still chugging along.
I do what I got to do.
I watched season one and I didn't hate it, but I didn't come back.
It's not great.
I couldn't get through it. But it feels black.
It feels black when I watch it, so I give it a chance.
It's a force black.
Yeah, it felt like the power.
It felt like a force black, but look.
Yeah, it's like blackish lightning.
This is why I need a kid on the show.
That's a fucking quote right there.
That's a clip right there.
Oh, hell no. I watch it because I just like superhero movies and I'm a comic book lover.
I watch all things superhero.
But I'm not going to lie. That shit is whack. All the CW, all that shit is whack.
The only show I watch is Flash. It's because I want it to end, but I can't stop watching. The rest of
that
it.
That one's cool. That one's tolerable.
I can't watch the rest of it.
But Flash Oliver Queen, get him the fuck out of here. His one face.
This nigga been on this motherfucking island. They have flashbacks to this island for like the first 3-4 seasons.
They still doing that shit?
I hope not, because I had to stop watching that.
Supergirl has to be like one of the worst.
Oh, that show garbage.
Oh my God, hot garbage. I hate watch that shit.
I heard Batwoman's trash too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I heard that's trash.
If y'all want, CW just got the 80s version of Supergirl on Netflix. And I've been watching that shit. Oh my God. Her fucking costume can miraculously change into whatever she wants it to be. It is horrendous. Yeah, whenever I'm late and needs nothing to do, I just sit there and watch it while I'm eating my
superhero shows. It's either a hit or a miss. Because Krypton came out, that show was garbage. It was on Sci-Fi. Garbage.
Yeah. What'd you expect? All right. Good one. Gotta go. That was enjoyable.
Yeah, that was.
All right, on to the questions. You guys can ask this on Discord. I'm going to go to No Grind's question. If you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say?
These nuts!
Got him.
Oh, man.
You got anything, Willie?
Shit.
How do you follow that up?
Fuck, I don't know. No. I mean, I'd be like, yo, do whatever the fuck you want to do. That's it.
And then I say,
that's what we gonna say. And I, so it's the purge. My shit is very important, man. I tweeted about this like yesterday, I think. Hey, appreciate that.
Back to back.
Appreciate that follow.
Let's keep it going.
Keep it going. My message is: slow a traffic, keep right. If you're driving slow, you have no business in the left lane. The left lane is for passing. If you're listening to my voice right now,
a third. Can we make it four?
Keep going.
One more.
If you are driving in the left lane and is not going faster than the rest of the traffic around you, get into a right lane. And just know that I hate you. And if you're listening to me right now and you're in the left lane, there's somebody close on your tail and there's nobody on your right, I hate you. Move.
Well, I do agree with that, Eric. You know you can pass.
Sometimes you can.
If the lane is free.
Sometimes it's not free. And I hate them niggas. Either, and I still hate them niggas, even when I can pass.
That's why we need these self-driving cars.
You know what? I'm not anti-self-driving car. Yeah. I was agreeing with you, like, to an extent when I was listening to shit, man. Like, I was thinking today, like, I was thinking back to, like, my mom and shit. And she's still alive. I made it sound like she was dead. But she's like, she's always like, you using that card? You using that old credit card? They can track you and they can, like, I don't want to be that old motherfucker still using cash. You know what I mean? I don't want to be that motherfucker still driving my car. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you mean you don't sleep on your way to work? I don't want to be that guy. I want to sleep on my way to work. I want to chill. I want to fucking lounge. I want a fridge. Like, I want to chill in my car. Anyway. That's what I would say in my 30 seconds. Get out the left lane, which is slow ass. What you got, B?
BZ430 is my name, and fucking motherfuckers up is my game.
You saw the Dolomite movie or not yet?
Talking about the old one?
Eddie Murphy.
The new one.
Is it out yet?
I don't know. I'm talking about the OG Dolomite.
It's coming to Netflix.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about the OG Dolomite.
It's out in select theaters, I think, right now, but I don't think it's out.
Yeah. And driving is fun. You should have the option to drive. Autopilot and shit. Anyway, my bad.
You must be young.
Just get a Tesla.
Driving is fun. He must be young.
Or don't live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Driving is not fun. You must have just started.
For real.
Because it was fun when we first started. You were 16, man. I was out that bitch whipping donuts and everything.
Exactly. I ain't gonna lie. I do like driving. I do like driving, but I don't like driving all the time, and I don't like driving in traffic.
I hate it. I can't wait till my son grow up. I'm going to have that nigga drive me everywhere.
Yeah,
me too.
Nigga, as soon as you turn 16, let's go get your license, nigga.
Hey, he's 11. I already got him pulling the car up in the truck.
I parallel park that, son.
I understand why my dad always had me. Once I was old enough, he was like, yo, take me over here. Drive me off over here.
Yep, I get it now.
Man, I get it. Because I don't like, I'm like,
my mama ain't make now one more run to the store in her life since I got my license. Run to the store for me.
That's great.
She ain't run to the store no more.
You got anything you want to say to the people, Kev?
Nothing I can think of. Nothing of importance.
No message.
Black women are the queens of the world. Something, brother.
Yeah, something.
Keep your do-rags tight.
Right.
God is love, Rev Run. I don't know.
God bless. Good night. Golly. All right, Kevin. Give us like a third person sentence or something.
Kevin loves you.
Shit, man.
Kevin don't know, bro. He don't know. Like, usually my catchphrase really is Kevin don't know because he don't know what niggas talking about. So, look, I guess that's it. Kevin don't know.
All right. So, due to the technical issues, we had to cut the questions kind of short this week, but we still got your questions. Ask them on Instagram, ask them on Discord, ask them on Twitter DMs, wherever you can reach us, and we'll get to them eventually.
Did someone send something on Instagram? Y'all answer
the one that I posted in GroupMe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just saw B say we got that from IG.
Maybe.
Kevin does not remember this.
Okay. Maybe. I did post something from IG, a suggestion for us to do for the YouTube channel.
Maybe that was it.
Okay.
But all right, man. This is going to do it for this week. Thank you guys for always watching and subscribing and chatting. We had how many new subscribers we didn't have, like right there in a row?
We picked up 3 in a row.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to y'all, man. Thank you guys.
Overall, we got like 5 or 6 today.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, thank you guys, man. Welcome for the new fans and everything. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. We put bits and pieces of the podcast on the YouTube, and you can listen to it audio on where you get your podcast at: Apple, Spotify, Google Play. What's Google Stadia?
Nah, I'm
joking. You got jokes. But yeah, make sure you always follow our individual Twitch channels as well, cause especially this man right here, because this dude game like every other day on the hour of the hour. But other than that, man, we check out our next week. Peace.
Yeah, if you came for that real shit that you got tonight, right, you're going to show up for that real shit next week. Right. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
And also, if you want to catch me and Ken, make sure you subscribe to Dead End Sports YouTube channel too. We go live every Tuesday evenings.